Good morning, my friends, and welcome back to The Morning Mindset. I hope you are ready to get your minds aligned with the truth of God. It is January 29th, 2020, and my wife and my daughter and I are actually on our way to the Dallas, Texas area, Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, and I've been very much reminded by some of our listeners that it is a huge area. Yet, we are going to be there, and we are going to try to set up a Morning Mindset meetup of some sort. So if you live in or around the Dallas-Fort Worth area and would not mind driving a bit to come and meet with us and say hello and meet others who listen to The Morning Mindset, we're in the process of planning that with the help of a few listeners. So please keep listening for more details. And you can go to kerrygreen.com and we should have an announcement there when we have something planned and ready to go. We would love to meet you, and we hope to be able to organize more Morning Mindset meetups like this around the country as we travel. So please keep listening and let us know if you are interested in being a part. You can do so by contacting me, Kerry, C-A-R-E-Y, at kerrygreen.com. All right, let's dive back into the letter of 2 Peter. We are looking at verse 3 today, where Peter, in my mind, outlines some phenomenal truths that we need to understand. And we're probably going to take a few days to get into all of these. But verse number 3 says, His divine power, now the pronoun refers to God in Jesus Christ, says His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us to His own glory and excellence. Now let's pause there. We definitely have a couple of days worth of content to dig into here. Now, notice, first of all, he's referring to God and to Jesus, his son, who are part of the Trinity, the Godhead. And he says, his divine power has granted something to us. So when you think about power, and you think about the power and authority that certain individuals have, there are degrees, are there not? There's the amount of power a third grader in the local elementary school has. There's the power that his teacher has. There's the power that his principal has. There's the power of the superintendent, and on up the chain we could go, correct? But we are talking about God's divine power. That is the ultimate authority in all of the universe. God, by his divine power, it says, has granted something to us. Now, when I hear that, my ears perk up. I want to really listen here. I want to understand what the most powerful being has done, especially as it says, it's been granted to me that he's done this. So, my friends, pay attention here. His divine power has given to us, here it is, all things that pertain to life and godliness. Some versions, some translations here say, has given us everything we need for life and for godliness. My friends, stop and let the magnitude of that sink in. There's so much of life that we feel is outside our control, and indeed it is outside our control. So much of life that takes us off guard, that puts us back on our heels and makes us feel like we're reeling from what's happened. And yet, Peter is trying to encourage us here. He's trying to affirm that we have everything we need for life and for a godly life. Do you see that? God's divine power promises it to be true. In fact, guarantees that it's true. And he's done it through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence. You see, it's through our knowledge of Jesus Christ. It's through digging into the facts, the truths of what has happened for us through Jesus Christ and who we've become because of Jesus Christ. It's through those truths, through that knowledge, that we receive these things by God's divine power. God has ordained that our understanding, our knowledge, our mindset is what empowers us to live a godly life in this world. We need to talk about this some more. So my friends, join me again tomorrow for The Morning Mindset.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.